Carla Azar is a musician best known for her affiliations with projects like Jack White and Autolux. The band for which she plays drums and sings, Autolux, recently performed in Salt Lake City. Her band chooses to ignore musical fads in favor of sincerity and creativity, which can cause confusion to some mainstream listeners. Despite that, Autolux has received support and opportunities from powerful outlets, such as a coveted spot as musical guest on Stephen Colbert's show on television, which plays in millions of homes every night.
Now, I think things are so bland right now. There aren't any artists that are really doing anything that different in bands. They're just kind of going up and they just do their job and they leave. You know, when we did that show and what we do live, we don't do that. I mean, we go the extra mile. That I always try to do something that I think, if I were in the audience, what would blow my mind? We are in such a strange time right now. You know, they have to put you in a box or file you in this section, or they don't know what to do with you.
It's common for underground progressive bands to have their integrity questioned when they gain notoriety, but this has not fazed Autolux.
To me, selling out is when you're doing something that you don't believe in and you're just doing it only for money. If I'm doing this is a body of work I believe in, and someone says, here, we will put money behind you, I'm going to say, okay, I'll take it. I'm not going to say no thanks. I'd rather be struggling and have no help. Selling out, it's silly. I mean, selling out to me is more of a, if we start doing commercials for doing music for a big oil company, companies that were fracking or something, just for the money, that would be selling out, because I don't believe in any of that stuff, that world.
Since their show in Salt Lake, Autolux has been traveling around the world in support of their new record, which was partially inspired by a Charles Dickens novel. To view photographs from the performance, which included elaborate stage lighting and digital video projections from artist Ryan Converse, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Mikey Kettinger.